This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
It's about time to go make some coffee. The light's rising up in the sky. The wind is just starting to rustle the trees, and the birds are just starting to fly. And of all of the things that surround me, there are few more important than this. The words in my head, the tune rolling round, it's that something I'd so hate to miss. It's about time I wrote you that love song. It's time that I opened that door. And as it falls open, my heart flies to you, as I couldn't love anyone more. All these years, and it comes down to you. Together we know this is real, this is true. Loving is what we are sent here to do. All of these years comes right down to you. Hot cup of tea in the evening, with a honey from hard-working bees. The love ever soothing, you right beside me, this grace falls upon me with ease. This love song has taken forever, as only you possibly know. Past the losses and hurts and the years that go by, as the twilight of days always goes. It's about time I wrote you that love song. It's time that I opened that door. And as it falls open, my heart flies to you, as I couldn't love anyone more. It's about time I wrote you that love song. It's time that I open that door. And as it falls open, my heart flies to you, 'cause I couldn't love anyone more. I couldn't love anyone more.
The name of the new album is It's About Time, and that's the title track. And Wendy Keith fans are probably saying, it's about time she created a new album. Been waiting a while. What, 2008? Was that when the last one came out?
2008 was Conversation, right? And I've been playing with these fine guys for the last 4 years, and
we figured it was about time we made a record as well.
So all the other albums that Wendy did were solo, and this one is with the alleged band. Want to introduce your band?
That's right. Well, I'm very happy to introduce these guys. Walden Whittam to my left is playing the harp and some clarinet. Doug Farrell over here to my right, I'm sure everybody can see him, is playing some
mando
and guitar.
It's a good thing today.
And over there on the bass, that would be Jack Henry. These guys are some of the best musicians I've ever had the privilege of playing with. And we have a lot of fun, Kate.
Okay. So let's talk about the new album.
Oh, my goodness. We've got 10 original songs of mine, and Jack helped me work out one of them that we squeaked in at the last 11th hour. So it was going to be 9 originals and 3 covers, and it ended up being 10 originals. So we got a baker's dozen songs on here.
Lucky 13.
Lucky 13.
So why is this band alleged? They sound like a band to me.
Well, there are those who would go along with that thinking. It started out, we became a band, as I said, about just a little over 4 years ago. I'd played with Walden some. I'd played with Doug for many years. And he'd started playing with Jack a number of years ago. And then I kind of, you know, decided one cold January that I was really interested to see what would happen if I got them all in my living room at the same time.
And fed us.
Oh, yes, yeah. That's a key.
I think I saw pictures. There was like cornbread or something like that.
Could be. No. Well, it's a key to our success, actually. You know, I'm a not terrible cook, and I live right in the middle of Peterborough. Jack's over in Amherst. Doug's up in Antrim. Walden's over in Richmond. So they all have to travel about half an hour or so in, you know, 3 different, you know, directions in the world. And I thought, you know, well, I don't have to travel, so I'll cook. And by golly, they show up on time almost all the time.
And we're like ants, you know.
We eat, I know.
Cornbread and
the only downside, if you make a nice big pot of soup. I know. I'll make a nice big pot of soup and a nice big healthy salad and sometimes a little homemade bread or cornbread or something. The only problem is once everybody's fed, they're like, oh, God, we have to play now.
Well, it keeps them coming back and it keeps them on time.
They keep coming back and we all eat well. And we've been playing music for a while.
So. I think the alleged part came from the fact that we were already involved in different bands, so we wanted to kind of keep an air of mystery and back burnerness about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who manages to show up at which particular?
We want to maintain the mystery.
That's right. You never know.
And the name actually came out of an accident. We were going to play as the features on the Hancock Depot stage that first year, that first summer in August. And got a great picture that's going to be on the album cover one of those evenings. We're all tan and looking real healthy in the summertime, so we thought we'd use that one. And I was getting up there to debut some of the songs and kind of promote the upcoming feature spot. And I said, you know, I've got the band, and we're going to be playing here in August, and we don't really have a name yet. And I'm standing in front of an audience. I said, I don't know, maybe we'll just be Wendy Keith and her alleged band. And everybody laughed. So that was a good start. And we bounced around some different names, but that's the one that stuck.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Wendy Keith and her alleged band are in the studio. The new album is called It's About Time. How about another track?
Sure, that's a great idea, Kate. We're going to do one. This is a song that I wrote last summer at Sam W. Camp up in on Geneva Point. And, you know, these are strange times in our country and the world, and I know a lot of people have been made to feel like they don't belong, but the exercise with Cozy Sheridan was to write a list of our hopes, a list of our fears. Hopes would be the first verse. Fears would be the second verse. Third verse would connect them. And then we each wrote a little strip of paper for something that we had for a hope and put it in this urn in the center of the room called the Urn of Hope. And I drew out a piece of paper and it said, a world where everyone belongs. And so that turned out to be the title. Good health, long life, is that too much to ask? Where there always will be strife, we are up to the task. Sickness, pain, and trouble, lying and deception. You can't live in a bubble or always get reception, where everyone belongs, a world where everyone belongs. We all sing different songs in a world where everyone belongs. Keep our hopes afloat, we will need one good boat with blessings from above. That boat is made of love, where everyone belongs, a world where everyone belongs. We all sing different songs in a world where everyone belongs. And Amanda does. Is a beautiful mess. We get put to the test. When things start to unwind, we must try to be kind. Where everyone belongs, a world where everyone belongs. We all sing different songs in a world where everyone belongs. Where everyone belongs, a world where everyone belongs. We all sing different songs in a world where everyone belongs. We all sing different songs in a world where everyone belongs.
Wendy Keith and her alleged band here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. The tune is Everyone Belongs from the album It's About Time. We'll visit some more with Wendy and the Alleged's in just a moment here at NHPR.
Hey there, it's Lauren Chulgen. The New Hampshire primary may officially be behind us, but our Stranglehold podcast isn't going anywhere. If you missed that First in the Nation energy already, or if you still don't understand why New Hampshire went first, binge the Stranglehold podcast now on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and at strangleholdpodcast.com. And keep your eyes peeled for a new episode dropping soon.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Medicine World in Nashua, striving to give people the care they deserve and helping to solve their health concerns. More information at medicineworldnh.com. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and it's a real treat to have Wendy Keith and her alleged band in the studio. They have done their first album together. It's not the first for Wendy, though, but the new release with these folks, which are Walden and Jack and Doug. The name of the CD is It's About Time. So, Wendy, It's About Time. I noticed that if you go to the web, there's a picture of you with a cover. It's About Time. Is that not going to be the cover of the album when it's actually released? It's got looks like a picture of you and a clock.
Yes, that is the cover.
Okay.
And there's a couple other photographs as well. There's one of the whole band that actually Walden took in the studio. And we do have one song on the record called Not My Monkeys. And I thought it would be kind of a goofy idea to do the sort of see no evil, hear no evil, and speak no evil. Because I happen to have three, you know, handy guys to sort of play the parts in the picture. And
sure.
So we've got this great, fun photograph on the couch in the studio.
It's on your Facebook page.
It's on the Facebook page. And so we called that the See No Evil picture.
Okay.
And so that's the nice black and white. It's on our posters, and it's going to be on the CD cover. And then there's also another photograph of all of us when we were tan in the summertime. So, you know, we don't look, you know, like it's January.
You must be pretty excited to have this come to an end.
I am. I'm very excited. We had so much fun in the studio. Jack did a tremendous amount of production work in there, played all kinds of instruments. And actually, one of the solos that he did on a song called The Heart Is Not a Bone, he managed to pull off on electric guitar just about a month after he had surgery on his thumb.
Oh, my goodness.
We managed to squeeze in that last song, and And we've got like 15 different instruments between the four of us. So there were so many opportunities to get lots of different musical layers and sounds in there. So it's been a really great adventure.
Do you have any shows coming up to promote the new release?
Well, thank you for asking, Kate. We do have a big show coming up. We're doing the CD release party. It's on the 29th of February, Leap Year Night. And it's at the Monadnock Center at Bass Hall in downtown Peterborough, right between the post office and the town hall, in a beautiful room. It's all wood paneled. It's a wonderful space. And we have tickets available at the Toadstool. And we are going to play all the new songs and a few other things just to fill out the evening, serve some refreshments. And we're planning on having a real good time, so I hope people will join us.
So February 29th, look for that. That's at the Bass Hall in Peterborough, New Hampshire. And that, what's the name of that street? Grove Street?
It's right on Grove Street.
Okay.
And actually, I booked the room. I was hoping for something in late February because we had planned on trying to finish the recording in late January and then get our mixing and all mastering all done and then get it off to the manufacturers so we would have it back in time without having to bite our nails too much. And I booked the room, and it was February 29th. And I thought, wait, now that was my dad's birthday. And then a couple hours later, it dawned on me, dawn, you know, rising over Marblehead. My father was born on Leap Year Day, 1920. And then I suddenly realized that he would have been 100 years old that day.
Holy cow.
So, little hats off to
Pop. What a great way to honor him, too.
Absolutely.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. How about another tune?
Absolutely. We recorded this wonderful Guy Clark song, and very pleased to be able to do a little something with this one. And there's two things I hate in this world. I hate falling and I hate losing stuff. And there is a little bit line about what happens when you fall. But this song is called Stuff That Works. Got an old blue shirt, suits me just fine. I like the way it feels, so I wear it all the time. Got an old guitar, won't ever stay in tune. I like the way it sounds in a dark, empty room. Got an old pair of boots, they fit just right. I can work all day and I can dance all night. Got an old used car, runs just like a top. Got a feeling it ain't ever gonna stop. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Got a pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. She can't tell if I'm a blessing or a curse, but she always shows up when the chips are down. That's the kind of stuff I like to be around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall.
crazy and paints like God. Got a playground sense of justice, he won't take odds. Tattoo with his name right through my soul. Think everything he touches turns to gold. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Kind of stuff you reach for when you fall.
Wendy Keith and her alleged band with a tune from the new album, It's About Time, a Guy Clark tune called Stuff That Works.
Absolutely.
So Guy Clark, somebody that you chose to record. Other songwriters out there that kind of inspire you?
Oh, gosh, there's so many wonderful songwriters out there. Julie Snow, for one, is. We also covered one of her songs. It's called Cracks in the Sky. There are a lot of wonderful songs. I can't even begin. I grew up, I cut my teeth on sort of Joni Mitchell songs, and then I got introduced to Bonnie Raitt stuff when I went to school in Boston. And there was such a plethora of singer-songwriters just exploding in the 60s and 70s. So Greg Brown, gosh, I love
that. He says you sing like an angel, but I think you sing better than an angel.
You're killing me, Kate.
No buildup.
He did say that once. He did say that. And I thought I'd died and gone to heaven, right?
Sure.
There,
there you go.
Right there and then.
This is NHPR, and it's the folk show. What should we play next? Should we play one from the CD?
Oh, yes, please. And let me just give you a brief little setup. Tom and I had gone to, very spontaneously, that one morning, decided to take a ride down to the Rhythm and Roots Festival in Nintegret Park in Rhode Island. And there was just so much wonderful, amazing music all day long. We got to hear Marcia Ball. We got to hear Pete Rowan. And, you know, these folks were playing on the main stage toward the end of the evening on that Sunday. And it was Labor Day weekend, so it's that sort of nostalgic end of the summer. It's still beautiful. It's still warm. It's still gorgeous, and the sky was turning all these lavenders and golds, and so for all of you out there in this dead of winter, just when you hear this song, just close your eyes and imagine the warm summer nights, because that's what the song was about. And it was also really written to give a space and room for some slide guitar. Jack plays some really amazing lap steel on this one, so we'd love to hear that one, if you would. It's called Pete's Slide Guitar.
Wendy Keith and her alleged band here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Oh, the days had been so sunny, and the summer had been long. All the folks were having good times as the twilight sang its song. The ladies wore their cowgirl boots, their feathers and their stars. Then Pete broke out his slide guitar. Every chord was deep and pretty, every string its story told. Then the skies were getting softer with their lavenders and all the sweethearts at the roundup, all the lovers near and far. As Pete danced out that slide. guitar. But the good times were not over. As we rode home in our flight, we hollered out the songs with Kate on the radio that night. Tomorrow will be coming as we greet the morning light. There's unity between us all when the music feels so right. Tonight I sing this song to you, wherever you may be. And may the words and notes reveal that ever-changing sea of evening skies and pretty girls out under every star. When Pete rolls out the slide guitar, oh, the days had been so sunny, and the summer had been long. All the folks were having good times as the twilight sang its song. The ladies wore their cowgirl boots, their feathers and their stars. Then Pete broke out his slide guitar. The ladies wore their cowgirl boots, their feathers and their stars. Then Pete broke out his slide guitar.
Wendy Keith and her alleged band here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio from the album It's About Time. Who's the Pete?
Well, Pete is kind of a composite person.
There's multiple Petes, right?
There are sort of multiple Petes. The guy first did my very first album was a guy named Pete McCardle, and he played pedal steel. And we did my first album many years ago now. We won't talk about how many. And then there was Pete Kennedy. Pete and Maura Kennedy, I had seen them the night before we went to the park. And then we saw Pete Rowan. To the Rhythm and Roots Festival. Then we saw Pete Rowan, and Jack plays some pretty amazing lap steel, as you just had an opportunity to hear. So Pete was kind of, you know, the person playing slide guitar, whoever that happened to be at the moment.
Well, Jack, did you ever lobby to have it changed to Jack's pedal steel?
No. No, but we had an interesting conversation about the title, Pete's Slide Guitar, because Doug came to me one day. He says, you know, I keep listening for the slide guitar, and I don't hear any in there. I said, yeah, technically you're right, because it's lap steel. A slide guitar, you play with a hollow slide, you know, on a guitar. Yeah.
Picky.
So we lobbied to see if we could get it changed to Pete's steel guitar, and she wasn't buying it. So.
No, it doesn't work.
That's on the next album.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, there's just such a magical sound with the slide, whether it's on the lap steel or on a pedal steel or on a dobro. But, you know,
Pete's Celtic Harp didn't make it.
Pete's Wazoo.
Pete's Celtic Harp. Yeah, it didn't have the same ring to it.
Well, interestingly enough, though, Pete Kennedy had just picked up the lap steel when we met him last summer.
He learned a few licks from you, as I recall.
Yeah, that was a little weird. But that kind of played into it, too, because he said, well, you got to see what I have here. So he pulled out his lap steel.
Well, I did happen to see Pete and Maura Kennedy for their Christmas show down at the Bull Run and told them the new album was underway and almost done. And Maura Kennedy said, we can't wait to hear it.
So, that's awesome.
Gosh darn it, that's kind of exciting.
Well, these folks are from the Monadnock region. It's really great that they came to our studio to introduce us to the new album, It's About Time. We're going to hear some more after a short break here at NHPR.
I'm Peter Biello, and coming up tomorrow on The Exchange, we recap results from caucuses in Nevada with political observers and journalists on the ground. We gauge impact from last week's debate and consider voter turnout in these next primary and caucus states. What do you make of the results out of Nevada? Send us an email. The address is exchange@nhpr.org, and join us as we dip back into the 2020 presidential nominating process tomorrow at 9 on The Exchange on NHPR.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Capital Roofing, offering installation and repair of residential roofs throughout New Hampshire. More at capitalroofingne.com. Wendy Keith and her alleged band are here in the studio, and their new CD is called It's About Time, and it will be hot off the press soon. Isn't that right?
It's supposed to come in next week.
We're going to have it in hand. It's supposed
You'll have it on February 29th over in...
We will be offering freshly minted copies of the CD at the Monadnock Center at Bass Hall. Tickets are available at the Toadstool. I think I mentioned that earlier.
How long of a process was this for you?
We got into the studio in April of last year, but what was challenging is Walden plays with Tattoo and Folk Soul, long-established regional bands in the Monadnock area. He's played sax and clarinet and flute with them.
He doesn't play harp with them, right?
I don't know about the Celtic harp over there. But he's been playing with them for 20 years. Jack and Doug play with Decatur Creek. They've been doing their thing for several years. That's how I first got acquainted with Jack, was through Doug and Decatur Creek. So they're always busy playing, you know. So it's always kind of a challenge to get everybody in the same place at the same time. So we started in the studio in April and, you know, got in a half a day here and a half a day there and, you know, kind of dragged Doug off whatever he was tied up with. And you know, Walden likes to travel. And so just, you know, but we've been there pretty steadily since April and kept chugging right on through the holidays. And then we wrapped it up.
What's the oldest song that you wrote that's on that album?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. Well, there's one called Not My Monkeys, but I think, and that might be the oldest one. That might have been from 20, I don't know. They're all, you know.
Because there's a little gap between 2008 to 2020.
Yeah, it was either Fool for Love or Not My Monkeys.
Don't put that on your resume.
You know, it was one of those. You know, Fool for Love. And actually, you know what? I'll tell you, the oldest song on the record is Amazing Grace, because that's several hundred years old.
Yeah, but you didn't write that one.
I didn't write it. Yeah. No.
What's the newest one?
The newest one is called The Heart Is Not a Bone. And shout out to my good friend Betsy Small, who is writing a remarkable book. And she and I have traded some editing assistance with one another. Her book is called Before Before. And she spent 3 years in Sierra Leone in a little village called Takpambu with the Peace Corps and rice fields, and got very familiar and comfortable with this sort of very different culture in Takpambu. And they speak Creole language, Creole, something. But they have lots of these incredibly poetic and philosophical sounding expressions. And one day she was reading to me, I was listening to her work, and there was an expression that she described. It was hot not bone, which translated in English means the heart is not a bone. And that song just rotated and rotated and marinated in my head, that line. And I thought, I've got to do something with that. And then we went to a Chris Smither concert at the Peterborough Players, sat in the second row center. And for 2 hours, I just got washed and saturated with his incredible guitar picking and just this bluesy sounding, driving rhythm guitar playing. And I got home and Tom went up and I said, I'll be up in a minute. I just need to take a couple of notes. And about 45 minutes later, I had three verses and choruses and the bridge, you know, and this whole driving song. So that's called The Heart Is Not a Bone. That's the last one that we just squeaked in there.
Was there a song that you thought you might put on there, but you just couldn't find a place for it?
Oh, gosh.
That you said,
no.
Maybe next album.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. We got all the ones on there that we wanted to. I thought we were going to not quite get to The Heart Is Not a Bone because we wouldn't have time and we had deadlines and had booked the Bass Hall, but no, we squeaked it in there. I called Jack on a Saturday. We were supposed to get all the mixing done Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and he said, there comes Wendy with another one of her crazy ideas. And he said, call Ben. If Ben thinks, and Ben Rogers, shout out to him too at Loud Sun Studios in Jaffrey. Wonderful young man, wonderful engineer with just the most laid back, friendly space to record. So I called Ben and he said, well, matter of fact, somebody canceled. My schedule changed. I've already started the mixing. So how about Wednesday? And Jack and I got together and did a little rewrite.
Yeah, so then she contacted me and said she had the time. I'm like, oh, God, we've got to do this now. So you better come over to my place. We went through a rewrite.
Line by line, chord by chord.
We came up with something that seemed to work, and then we just had to figure out how to record it in 24 to 48 hours.
The name of the album could have been We Almost Ran Out of Time.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, really. And there's just not enough time.
I did my best to try to discourage her from trying to do it, and she wasn't having it. So it's like, all right, then we got to do it, and let's do it right. So.
Yeah, he actually rewrote the whole song and sent it back to me by email, and I was like, wait, what? What did he do? I said, maybe we should do this.
And we negotiated.
So we went through it line by line and word by word, song by chord by chord, and came up with a song that we all really like. So
somebody's got to be a director.
The heart is not a bone. There's so many places you can go with that. So and we took it where we wanted it to go. So
February 29th is the show over in Peterborough at Bass Hall. It's Wendy Keith and her alleged band with the new album, which they'll be happy to have in hand. It's About Time. And they will have copies for you if you attend the show. Again, showtime is what time?
The doors open at 7, and the music will begin at 7:30.
All right. Looking forward to hearing the whole album. It's About Time. And so the show's February 29th. What's going to happen after that? Any plans?
Oh, gosh. Well, we're going to be looking for some more projects ahead of us. And actually, I'm going on a nice long road trip after that and take a little break. Go where it's warm.
She's leaving us.
Stick my toes in the sand for a little bit. And then we'll come back and get going on our summer schedule. So, but one thing that is helpful to stick in our minds for remembering the date is it's Leap Year Night. It's on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's Leap Year Night, February 29th.
And that means when you look at your calendar next year, you'll say, that date never happened.
I know. Right? It just sort of went off in some vortex.
So happy to have you stop by, and we really appreciate your band coming in to join you, Walden and Jack and Doug. Wendy Keith, best of luck to you with the new release.
Thank you. We're very grateful you have us here, Kate. Thank you.
Is there a Facebook page or something like that people can go to?
We do have a Facebook page. It's Wendy Keith and her alleged band.
Awesome. One last tune for us?
Absolutely. Love to. This one is it's something I used to say to my kids when they were little. And I tuck them all in and read them their stories. And it's just this little song you could sing to your kids or your cat or your grandkid or your girlfriend or your boyfriend. And when my grandson was really little, I could sing songs with him. But now that he's 5 and he's a jaded little red-haired 5-year-old boy, I sang this song to him in the car. And I said, this is a new song I just sang. Cole, what do you think of it? Do you like it? And he goes, no. So, yeah. Okay.
But we're going to like it.
We're going to like it.
And it's called?
To the Moon and Back. I love you to the moon and back, and to all the stars in the sky. And when you love someone like that, your heart just yearns to fly. And all the mad and scared in the world just melts and fades away. Then you're free to feel and see and laugh and love your days away.
Sometimes when I feel all alone and I just want to cry, the sun has gone behind dark clouds that roll across the sky. It's then I can remember there's all the world beyond, the moon and stars and spirits there who sent this little song.
To the Moon from the album It's About Time. Wendy Keith and her alleged band, that's Walden Witham on the Celtic harp, Jack Carlton on the bass, and Doug Farrell on the guitar. He also played some mandolin for us tonight here on The Folk Show at NHPR. Thanks for coming in, folks.
It's a true pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Get out and see the show if you have a chance over in Peterborough on February 29th. It's Leap Year Night. Show starts at 7:30 at Bass Hall. That's on Grove Street in Peterborough. You can get your tickets at the Toadstool Bookstore and maybe even at the door if they have any left. This is The Folk Show at NHPR.
Hey there, it's Lauren Chulgen. The New Hampshire primary may officially be behind us, but our Stranglehold podcast isn't going anywhere. If you missed that first-in-the-nation energy already, or if you still don't understand why New Hampshire went first, binge the Stranglehold podcast now on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and at strangleholdpodcast.com. And keep your eyes peeled for a new episode dropping soon.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Capital Center for the Arts, presenting C.J. Poole and the Capital Jazz Orchestra, performing the iconic songs of Frank Sinatra, Sunday, May 3rd. Tickets at ccanh.com. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.